welcome to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences 86th Annual ClickFest, or TwerpCast number 72. I'd like to introduce you to Best Actress nominee Amy Adams. I'd also like World Peace, Universal Healthcare, and something a little special that really is 8 inches. Nevertheless, I will introduce you to the Best Supporting A Wall Will Drunk nominee, Jim Caswell, executive producer of TwerpCast.
And he's Doug Zeitlin, the only man besides Sheldon Cooper to be banned from PMS. That's the Perpetual Motion Society, for those not in the know.
Thank you for joining us for our 7th annual Oscar tribute. We're going to be pulling back a little bit this year. We're still going to tell you a little bit about the nominees. However, we haven't made an effort this year to actually see any.
To be honest, the economy is still poor, money is still tight. We only go to see movies in the movie theater that we know we're going to enjoy and look forward to. But that doesn't mean that we don't want to catch some of these movies when they come out on DVD. It's just that most of them didn't come out until November, December, which means that they haven't hit the DVD racks yet.
Absolutely. So before we get started, I want to give you my personal favorites for the year 2013. Number one on my list is a movie that so far I have a 100% track record of differing from every other human being. I loved Pacific Rim. This was an awesome movie. It's simply giant robots beating up giant monsters. What more could you ask for, Jim?
It had robot chases, rocket fights, and explosions.
Yes!
Obviously not Oscar material.
Absolutely. And for honorable mention in 2013, Star Trek Into Darkness. Thank you, J.J. Abrams.
Yes, unlike every other person out there who seems to want to express their opinion on the internet, we actually liked it. So that's a little bit of a teaser. One of the other things that we're going to do slightly different this year is we're going to go into more depth about the movies that we enjoyed in another TwerpCast, one that we're going to release right around the time of the MTV Movie Awards, because, quite frankly, the MTV Movie Awards does a better job of focusing in on the movies that we really enjoy. So we will do our top picks at that point.
Truly, the MTV Movie Awards is the pop culture awards, whereas the Oscars are the stick shoved up your ass awards.
And one of the other big differences between the Oscars and the MTV Movie Awards is that the movies that get featured during the MTV Movie Awards haven't already gotten 3 or 4 awards at other award shows, which most years makes picking the Oscars actually pretty easy. This year is slightly different because the same people didn't win every single award. So as opposed to having to pick 1 out of 5, we have to pick like 1 out of 2. So it'll make things a little bit more random this year. So to start things off, let's talk about Best Animated Film, Doug.
Why, I think this will be a really animated discussion, Jim.
I don't know, I think it's going to be rather two-dimensional.
Best Animated Film, The Croods, Despicable Me 2, Ernest and Celestine, Frozen, The Wind Rises. Whew, Jim, yeah, really does.
Oops, sorry about that. Too many beans at dinner. Okay, to start things off, Frozen is not only the Disney film on the list, which this category was basically invented to give Disney awards every year, but it also won the Golden Globes. So, in spite of the fact that I actually saw Despicable Me 2 and enjoyed it, and had no interest in whatsoever in seeing Frozen, I'm going to pick Frozen as the winner.
I think Frozen is the foregone conclusion. If I were to personally hand out the award, it would go to Despicable Me 2. I thought Despicable Me was awesome, and somehow the sequel even better.
Yeah, it was a true rarity that the sequel was better than the original, but they managed to pull it off. Hey, you realize that we both saw a movie that's nominated for an Academy Award? How did that happen?
It was purely by accident, I assure you.
So, we agree, Frozen?
We agree, Frozen.
Best Supporting Actress. Sally Hawkins for Blue Jasmine. Jennifer Lawrence for American Hustle. Lupita Nyong'o for 12 Years a Slave. Julia Roberts in August, Osage County. And June Squibb for Nebraska.
Again, if I had my druthers, it would be Jennifer Lawrence. Jennifer Lawrence would always get the Academy Award.
Yeah, you know, Doug, Jennifer Lawrence has Golden Globes. No, she won the Golden Globes in this category this year, whereas Lupita won the SAG Award.
Jim, I'm really torn about this one. Julia Roberts is not getting any younger, and I really wonder if she's going to get the, well, she doesn't have it award. On the other hand, Jennifer Lawrence got the Golden Globes and the BAFTA, while Lupita Nyong'o won the SAG Awards. And those are usually pretty good indicators of who's going to get it.
Yeah, I don't think that this is going to be Julia Roberts' year. I think you're right that within the next few years, we're going to see her get one, because she hasn't gotten one, and her career has been going on for long enough now that they're going to start looking at it and going, okay, she's due. At the same time, as much as I would love for Jennifer Lawrence to get it, just because I really like her as an actress, she just won last year, and I don't see them giving her back-to-back Oscars, no matter how good of an actress she is. So I think for my pick, I'm going to go with Lupita Nyong'o.
I completely see your argument with this, and I look at it and say, Tom Hanks got back-to-back Oscars, and he sucks.
But tell us how you really feel. No, wait, don't. We want to keep this at a PG-13 level.
I'm going to have to go with my heart over my head on this one and say Jennifer Lawrence, because all joking aside, I think she is the best actress of the 21st century.
Honestly, I hope you're right. But while you're going with your heart, I'm going with my brain. You notice I didn't say head.
If I were going with my head, it'd still be Jennifer Lawrence. I don't care if she says for Hollywood that she's obese. She is a beautiful young woman.
And the reason that by Hollywood standards she would be obese is the reason why Hollywood standards really mess up teenage girls.
Absolutely. No argument. And I know that my character on this show is a misogynist, but I cannot play the misogynist and say I like Jennifer Lawrence. I have too much respect for her. Well, now that I've brought the show to a complete screeching halt...
Yeah, you brought it to a halt because you were actually being a decent human being. You threw me off there, buddy.
Maybe we should talk about Best Supporting Actor. Barkhad Habdi, Captain Phillips. Bradley Cooper, American Hustle. Michael Fassbender, 12 Years a Slave. Jonah Hill, The Wolf of Wall Street. Jared Leto, Dallas Buyers Club.
Well, Jared Leto won both the Golden Globe Awards and the SAG Awards for his role in Dallas Buyers Club. Therefore, I'm going to automatically assume that he's going to get the Oscar. Looking at this list, I can honestly say anybody but Jonah Hill.
Okay, I wouldn't go that far. I would love to see Barkhad Habdi get it. Now, I know he's not. I get that. But here's a guy that literally came to America, has been driving a cab, and went to a cattle call acting audition. So, from literally 1 year, driving a taxi, an Academy Award nominee. That is awesome.
And yes, every once in a while, one of those gets pulled out. So, yes, I agree. That would be very cool. I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, that is your Cinderella story. That is your, I won the lottery. I think that's the happy ending.
That is the Hollywood story.
Unfortunately, that's not real life. Bradley Cooper, I'm really confused about him as an actor. On the one hand, I see him as the current American pretty boy.
The face man.
Well, yes, absolutely. I enjoyed him in last year's Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence. I don't know if he's the same caliber, but I enjoy his performances. Michael Fassbender, I mean, I really know him from X-Men, and for what it is, I like him. I don't think he is yet Academy Award material. Jonah Hill, it's going to be a long time before he gets an Academy Award. A long time. Now, I don't have this apparent hatred that you have.
Why, just because I'm rooting for him to get his Oscar posthumously?
If you look at him as a comedian who can also act, I just think back to Robin Williams and how many movies he got passed over that he really, really deserved the Oscar for.
Okay, I never realized that you hated Robin Williams that much. To put those two men in the same category.
No, I'm not saying that Jonah Hill deserves to get this Oscar. I am saying that Robin Williams deserved it twice, at the very least, before he got it.
That's because Robin Williams has talent.
So no Jonah Hill. Jonah Hill has about as much chance of winning an Oscar as Star Wars does getting Best Picture. I really don't know Jared Leto, but I'm going to have to go with the odds on this one and say, yep, we're going to pick the front runner, Jared Leto.
Yeah, admittedly, I would love to go with the X-Men getting the best supporting awards. You know, Magneto and Mystique.
Why isn't Ian McKellen on this list?
Best Actress. Amy Adams for American Hustle. Cate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine. Sandra Bullock for Gravity. Judi Dench for Philomena. And Meryl Streep for August Osage County.
Jim, I'm going to steal a line from you. Anybody but Meryl Streep.
That honestly seems to be the Academy's point of view as well. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. This is another one of those categories where it basically comes down to one of two. And surprisingly enough, Sandra Bullock is not one of the two. That part really surprised me. Amy Adams won the Golden Globe Award for Best Comedy, where Cate Blanchett won the Golden Globe for Best Drama. But Cate Blanchett also got the SAG and the BAFTA.
All right, Jim. So on this list, Judi Dench has an Oscar, Sandra Bullock has an Oscar, and Cate Blanchett has an Oscar. Amy Adams has 4 nominations. If it were me and I were giving out the Oscars from Doug's Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, it would go to Amy Adams.
I know that Sandra Bullock has won an Oscar. I know that Judi Dench has won an Oscar. I know that neither one of them won any of the other awards this year. But I would honestly rather see Sandra Bullock win for her performance. Not because I loved Gravity that much, but because it's one of the few movies on this list that I actually am interested in seeing. That being said, I have to go with the numbers. So I'm going to pick Cate Blanchett.
I'm going to pick Cate Blanchett also. She got the Golden Globes, the SAG, and the BAFTAs. I think she's going to take it at the Academy also. As towards your comment about Sandra, she is one of those rare Hollywood people that I have nothing negative to say about.
Trust me, folks, that's a rarity.
Now, I don't necessarily want to see every one of the movies that she's in, but that's just because I'm not interested in the subject material. I think she's spectacular.
Sandra Bullock's personality is such that she can take a bad boy like Jesse James and make him respectable up until the point where he cheats on her and then everybody hates him.
I just want to know, who didn't see that coming?
Apparently Sandra.
All right, back to misogynist mode, but does every woman actually think they can change the man?
All of that being said, I do think that Amy Adams is a really, really good actress, and I hope that her 5th nomination isn't up against such stiff competition, because I do hope that she gets one. I just think it's going to be Kate Sheer again this year.
I agree. And that leads us to Best Actor. Christian Bale, American Hustle. Bruce Dern, Nebraska. Leonardo DiCaprio, The Wolf of Wall Street. Chiwetel Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave. Matthew McConaughey, Dallas Buyers Club.
Okay, I know it's going to seem like I have something against The Wolf of Wall Street. I don't. I have something against the actors. Anybody but Leonardo DiCaprio.
I don't mind DiCaprio. I don't have a Hollywood hard-on for him. And I know that people think he's the greatest thing since cream cheese. I enjoyed the movie Inception. And I think that might be the only movie with him I've ever seen.
I've seen too many things with him in it.
Oh, I did watch that Alan Thicke TV show, Growing Pains.
The fact that there are so many people out there who do have a Hollywood hard-on for him, or the lady version of it, that just makes me go, you know what, he's already gotten his Adelaides, he doesn't need an Oscar. I know eventually he's going to get one, but I'm really hoping it's not this year. I say hoping because he did win the Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in a Drama. On the flip side, Matthew McConaughey won the Golden Globes and the SAG Awards. But on the other flip side, Chiwetel won the BAFTA. So this is actually one of those where it could be anybody's race.
Someday, I would like to see Christian Bale get another Oscar. Not this year. No, Bruce Dern, I would love to see get an Oscar. I have literally considered him one of the most underrated actors since the 1970s at the very least, when he won acclaim for the movie Silent Running. That's one of my all-time favorite science fiction movies, and it is painfully slow. But my top pick for best actor is Chiwetel Ejiofor. I've liked him in absolutely everything I've seen him in, from Kinky Boots through Serenity. Now, I haven't seen 12 Years a Slave, but I imagine he's amazing.
It's weird, because a lot of years I would go with Matthew McConaughey because he won both the Golden Globes and the SAG. This year is not going to be one of those years, though, for one very simple reason, and I apologize if this offends anybody, but 12 Years a Slave is going to have to win for something. This is the best possible category for them to get a win. Therefore, I think they're going to give it to Chiwetel so that 12 Years a Slave gets an Oscar. I think he deserves it, don't get me wrong. The movies that Doug listed off, I love them as well. I think he's a very good actor. I think he deserves it. But I think he's going to get it not necessarily because he's the best actor on the list, but because they will feel the need to give an award to 12 Years a Slave. Best Director nominees include Alfonso Cuarón for Gravity, Steve McQueen for 12 Years a Slave, Alexander Payne for Nebraska, David O. Russell for American Hustle, and Martin Scorsese for The Wolf of Wall Street.
Steve McQueen? Isn't he the Rifleman? If you're old enough to understand that, I'm so sorry.
If you're old enough to understand that, congratulations, you know how to use the internet! So, Alfonso won the Directors Guild Awards, the Golden Globe, and the BAFTA for Gravity. Is there really anything more that needs to be discussed about that?
I don't think so. Again, going with my heart and my head on this one, Alfonso's the one I want to win. And I look at the rest of the list, and the only other person I think is Oscar material is Martin Scorsese, and I'm pretty sure he has one or two of these.
Yeah, I think he has his own wing at the Academy.
Yes. He gets any more of these, they're going to change the name of Oscar to Scorsese. And the Scorsese goes to... Which brings us to...
Best Picture.
12 Years a Slave.
American Hustle.
Captain Phillips.
Dallas Buyers Club.
Gravity.
Her.
Nebraska.
Philomena.
And The Wolf of Wall Street. Well, in spite of the fact that they expanded the list a couple of years ago to 10 rather than 5, I think we can knock Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Her, and Philomena right off of this list. If you recall, not too long ago, I mentioned that there were only a few of these that I had any interest whatsoever in seeing. Her happens to be one of them. It's an interesting science fiction concept, and when it comes out on DVD, I have every intention of catching it. While Gravity dropped this week on DVD, I haven't gotten the chance to rent it yet, but I want to see it. And just for the sheer fact that it has Christian Bale, Amy Adams, Jennifer Lawrence, and Jeremy Renner in it, I want to see it when it comes out on DVD. I mean, any movie that has Batman, Hawkeye, Lois Lane, and Mystique in it, you've got my attention. That being said, you've got Gravity that won the Directors Guild Awards. You've got American Hustle that won the Golden Globes for Best Comedy. You've got 12 Years a Slave that won the Golden Globes for Best Drama. And it also won the BAFTA. You remember how I said a few minutes ago that I didn't think that 12 Years a Slave was going to win anything else?
Yes.
I still hold to that. While the pattern is not 100%, the tendency of the Best Director Award and the Best Picture Award going to the same movie is in the very high percentile. Therefore, I'm not only going to pick Gravity, but I'm hoping that Gravity wins. In fact, I will go so far as to say, if Gravity doesn't win, the only reason for it is because it actually did well in the box office.
I'm going to take a little issue with your opening statement about which movies we can discount. I think the only movies with any chance of receiving the Oscar for Best Picture are 12 Years a Slave, American Hustle, and Gravity. I think there's 7 that we can get rid of. What you've said about director and best picture going together really is one of those high statistics that if you're voting with the numbers, you want to go with that one. But 12 Years a Slave has a lot of other numbers with it. So I feel like we're really having a fight out between is it going to be 12 Years a Slave or Gravity? I think in this case, I'm going to have to go against conventional opinion. Although I would love to see Gravity get it, it is technically science fiction, and science fiction very rarely gets anything at the Academy. I think it's going to be 12 Years a Slave.
Okay, that's going to be interesting to see which one of us is right. which statistics are going to pay off. Join us in April when we discuss our favorite films from 2013, as well as the potential people to take home the golden bucket of popcorn.
As always, we thank you for joining us for TwerpCast. We encourage your feedback. Please write Jim at twerponline.net. We can also be found on MySpace, Google+, and Facebook.
TwerpCast has been a production of Timewell Electronic Recording Productions, copyright 2014.
In Hollywood, I'd be considered obese. Also in Chicago, New York, and Dallas.